I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Europe's economic powerhouse, Germany, is undertaking a radical overhaul of its energy policy. The German government recently pledged to phase out nuclear power within 11 years, almost 20 years sooner than had been planned. That decision came soon after the nuclear disaster in Fukushima, Japan, this springtime. But that accident isn't the only reason for the fast-tracked nuclear phase-out. As The World's Jerry Hatton reports, it grew out of decades of shifting politics and popular protest.
Germany has been a hotbed of anti-nuclear activism for decades. You might remember those bumper stickers from the 1970s, Atomkraft, Nein Danke. But the country has also long been committed to fighting climate change, and even some Greens have embraced nuclear power as a low-carbon alternative to fossil fuels. So when push came to shove, Chancellor Angela Merkel decided last fall to keep Germany's 17 nuclear plants running for 30 more years to help meet the country's CO2 emissions targets. But then came the multiple meltdowns in Fukushima. In late March, some 250,000 Germans took to the streets demanding the government close the country's nuclear facilities immediately. Just days later, Germany's anti-nuclear Green Party made historic gains in local elections. It was a huge blow to Merkel's nuclear plans, and in April, she finally relented.
Step by step, we will abandon nuclear energy by the end of 2022. This path is a big challenge for Germany, but it also means huge opportunities for future generations.
It was a day Germany's environmental movement had been fighting for decades. Nuclear power will be phased out within 10 years, and the country's Greens are relishing their victory. Katharina Fegebank, president of the Green Party in Hamburg, says the movement deserves most of the credit for the phase-out.
Now our policy has become reality, has become a political agenda shared by all other political players, and we should all be very proud of what we have achieved over the last 30 years.
Germany's anti-nuclear movement has its roots in the 1960s. It began as a mix of anti-Cold War activists, environmentalists, and locals opposed to nuclear waste storage sites in their communities, and it's gained momentum from other nuclear accidents. On a recent day, longtime activist Kirsten Rudeck stands outside a quiet train depot hidden among farms and forest in Lower Saxony in northern Germany. Once a year, waste from Germany's nuclear plants is brought here for transport to a nearby storage site. Rudeck says 32 years ago, a tiny local protest here against the proposed site suddenly went viral.
In 1979, there was a trek starting from this region to Hanover. It was only a few farmers with a few tractors. In this week, Harrisburg happened.
Harrisburg being the nuclear accident at Three Mile Island near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
And instead of only a few farmers, there were 100,000 people reaching Hanover.
The waste storage facility in the village of Gorleben was eventually built despite popular opposition, but the anti-nuke demonstrations have continued with remarkable strength over the decades since, until Fukushima pushed popular sentiment to a point that the government couldn't ignore. But Rudeck says despite the decision to phase out nuclear power, protesters need to keep the pressure on to make sure future German governments don't backpedal on the 2022 deadline.
I don't believe in it until all nuclear plants are shut down. People might not fight for their rights and just leave it to the parliaments, and this will not work out. We have to be stronger than before.
But phasing out nuclear power and dealing with the waste is just one half of Germany's post-nuclear energy challenge. The other half is finding ways to replace the huge amount of lost power with renewable energy sources. Chancellor Merkel says she's committed to that, but Christoph von Liefen of Greenpeace in Hamburg says the government must put its full backing behind the plan for it to work.
They supported the nuclear power plants in the last 20 years with over 200 billion euro. This money invested in renewable energy would be more than sufficient.
Money is just one obstacle as Germany gears up to switch from nuclear to renewable energy. And even environmentalists can't all agree on the way forward. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton, Hamburg, Germany.